We live in a place of wonder and beauty. We experience this as there is a connection with what is lovely and sublime within. Allowing our minds and hearts to be still, exquisite interior landscapes come into view. It is here that the vibrational essences of creation are discerned. It is here that we know ourselves and what we have come to do. Music is vibration and can sometimes take us to where words alone cannot. I would love to share with you a number of musical selections that, for me, carry the essences of those lush, verdant interior landscapes. I invite you to sit back, relax, and experience your own magical interior spaces. And along the way, it will be a delight for me to be your musical guide. Enjoy.
Thank you.
We started off listening to a piece by the English musical polymath, Jacob Collier, a piece called Home Is, sung by the choral ensemble Voces 8. Collier's is known for his complex and sophisticated harmonies, and Home Is enchants us with a fusion of tones that are truly imaginative and original. These types of dissonant harmonies are not easy to pull off, and demand singers with perfect tonal accuracy. Following that, we heard a chant-like piece called Prelustri Elusentia, sung by two of the tenors in the Estonian ensemble Vox Clamantis. And now in the background, we're listening to premier Native American flutist Raymond Carlos Nakai playing an otherworldly and evocative composition, Walking Song.
Thank you.
The tones sounding through music assume so many different styles and forms of expression. I so appreciate the resourcefulness and ingenuity of spirit to craft musical forms which carry a unique ambiance and personality, providing just what is needed for a given setting and context. We started off with a piece called Meditation on a Landscape, a fusion of Indian and jazz motifs by pianist Wolfgang Dauner and saxophonist Charlie Mariano. We then heard a delightful choral rendering of some sacred Estonian texts, an opus entitled Creek's Notebook by Tonu Korvitz. And in the background, we are listening to a David Crosby composition, along with musicians Graham Nash, Jorma Kaukonen from the Jefferson Airplane, and Jerry Garcia, Phil Lesh, and Bill Kreutzmann from the Grateful Dead, a song called Tamil Pious High. Thank you. We just heard a lyrical rendering of the 104th Psalm, Bless the Lord, My Soul, beautifully sung again by the Vox Clamantis Choral Ensemble. And right now, in the background, is another Jacob Collier composition simply entitled Intro, punctuated by those mysterious primordial sounds of Euclidean pipes. As we dwell in those intimate spaces within, we truly become one with the divine. This experience of unity, the merging of heaven and earth, may be best described as prayer. In the next selection, the vocal quartet, the Anonymous Four, sing the hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And although the lyrics speak of the travails of living on earth, rightly our job is to bring the essences of heaven into the earth, into our earth. How sweet to be an expression of true prayer.
Sweet
Thank you.
From a poem by Walt Whitman, "Come," said the muse, "sing me a song no poet yet has chanted. Sing me the universal." Of course, our muse, our inspiration, is the spirit of love, that which animates everything everywhere. How marvelous to personally let love radiate unhindered as we sing the universal in all of our moments. To end our listening time together, I have playing in the background a tune I have a great fondness for. It definitely has a lot of heart. I'm sure most of you know it, even though you might not be familiar with its name. Irish tune from County Derry, otherwise known as Londonderry Air. This piano transcription is written by the Australian composer Percy Grainger and performed by the Chinese pianist Moi Chen. Be well, and may you sing the universal.